Good morning. Let's turn to Lamentations. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 19. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 19. Remember my affliction and my wandering, the wormwood and bitterness. Surely my soul remembers and is bowed down within me. This I recall to my mind. Therefore I have hope. The Lord's loving kindness indeed never cease, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I have hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the person who seeks him. It is good that he waits silently for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man that he should bear the yoke in his youth. Let him sit alone and be silent, since he has laid it on him. Let him put his mouth in the dust. Perhaps there is hope. Let him give his cheek to the smiter. Let him be filled with reproach. For the Lord will not reject forever. For if he causes grief, then he will have compassion, according to his abundant loving kindness. For he does not afflict willingly, or grieve the sons of men, to crush under his feet all the prisoners of the land, to deprive a man of justice in the presence of the Most High, to defraud a man in his lawsuit. Of these things the Lord does not approve. Who is there who speaks, and it comes to pass, unless the Lord has commanded it? Is it not from the mouth of the Most High that both good and ill go forth? Why should any living mortal or any man offer complaint in view of his sins? Let us examine and probe our ways, and let us return to the Lord. We'll stop there. If you guys have ever read Jeremiah and Lamentations, it is probably one of the... I mean, for me, it was quite a difficult book to read, because Jeremiah is just filled with kind of God's anger and his judgment over the people of Israel. And then Lamentations is basically Jeremiah lamenting and sharing his broken heart over his people, because God's bringing all this judgment upon his own nation. And so it's not the easiest book to read, but it's interesting. You know, you really learn more about God, and it's just a person's honest response, you know, to what God is doing. He's not hiding anything. He's not cloaking his feelings with religious language. He's straight up saying, "Man, God, you're so cruel, and you're doing all these things, and you know." And I'm crying, and I have no hope, and my strength fails me. And he's just very honest with his feelings. So Lamentations is written in this way by Jeremiah. It's called an acrostic. It's a literary device called an acrostic. So chapter 1, chapter 2, and chapter 4 have 22 verses corresponding to the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. So each verse starts with a different alphabet for the 22 verses in chapter 1 and chapter 2 and chapter 4. And chapter 5 apparently doesn't follow any pattern, although it has 22 verses. But chapter 3 is special because it actually has 66 verses, and it has three sets of the Hebrew alphabet. So it has 22 going from the first to the last, and then the second 22 verses, and then the third 22 verses. So it's not just a book where he's recording his thoughts and his feelings. He's actually writing this as a basically a piece of artwork. You know, he's writing kind of a poem, which I thought was very interesting, because if you read the book, chapter 1 is basically him, same thing, his complaining and his lamenting and saying he's so broken. It's like same thing in chapter 2, you know, God's anger over Israel and his justice and his judgment upon the people. But chapter 3 is the only one where it talks about the loving kindness of God. And I think it's interesting because, you know, chapter 1 and 2 and 4 follow the same pattern of having 22 verses, but chapter 3 has 66. It's got to be something special. You know, like if you're writing an artwork, you know, and then you know chapter 3 is going to be the one that's going to be different from the other three chapters, then you know you're going to put something important in the in that chapter. So if you read it, I just thought, well, that's so cool that in chapter 3, where it's a little bit different from the other three chapters of this acrostic, he talks about the loving kindness of God. And we've read this verse many times, and we sing it. We're going to sing it today. The Lord's loving kindness indeed never cease, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. And I did not know that this passage came from Lamentations. In the middle of such heart-wrenching confession and kind of a complaint before God saying, Lord, you have rejected your people, and you're so angry with us, and you know, where are you? You're letting all these nations come. We've become a laughingstock among the people, and you've humiliated us. And all these things, all the judgments have come upon us. And actually, in verse 18, he says, so I say, my strength has perished, so has my hope from the Lord. But he says, in verse 21, this I recall to my mind, and therefore I have hope. The Lord's loving kindness indeed never ceases, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning, great is thy faithfulness. Right, the Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I have hope in him. And I really feel like this passage, this whole book, really puts into word our struggle that we have sometimes with, you know, what goes on in the world and sometimes what goes on in our lives. And we feel like God, sometimes we know and we declare that God is a good God, and that he wants good things for our lives. But sometimes if we look at our lives, it doesn't always look like good things are happening. It doesn't always lead to a conclusion that God is good. And this passage, I feel like, really combines the two truths. One, that God's in control of everything, right? And everything that happens in this world happens because God allows it, right? And he knows what is happening. But on the flip side, even though bad things happen, we know that God is a good God, and he is a loving God, and he wants loving kindness and justice to be accomplished here on this earth. Because if you look in verse 32, for if he causes grief, then he will have compassion according to his abundant loving kindness. For he does not afflict willingly or grieve the sons of men. So if you ever wondered, you know, if you ever had a question, like, does God bring about bad things, afflict his people willingly? He doesn't, right? He says, the Lord does not afflict willingly or grieve the sons of men, to crush under his feet all the prisoners of the land, to deprive a man of justice in the presence of the Most High, to defraud a man in his lawsuit. Of these things the Lord does not approve. So he doesn't do it willingly, but then he goes on to say, who is there who speaks and it comes to pass unless the Lord has commanded it? Is it not from the mouth of the Most High that both good and ill go forth? So it's from the mouth of the Most High that both good and ill go forth, because he decrees it and he commands it to be done. But then he reminds us that God doesn't afflict his people willingly. And so it's a mystery, you know. But what we hold on to is that his loving kindness, I mean, because it's all in the Bible. It's in the Bible that God does bring about both good and evil. But it's never in the Bible that God is an evil God, or that he wants to bring, you know, he, you know what I'm saying? Like, he doesn't, it describes the fact that both good and evil come from the Lord, but it also says that his loving kindness is everlasting, and his goodness is everlasting, and his compassions never fail, and they're new every morning, and great is thy faithfulness. So, even though it's true, everything's in his control, he's sovereign, and both good and evil come from him, but we know that his loving kindness still is everlasting, and that's what we hold on to. And I just think it captures that mystery, kind of that even that struggle that a believer has sometimes with God's sovereignty, and he's in control of everything, but sometimes bad things happen to good people, but yet we still declare and say, no, his loving kindness never ceases, and his compassions never fail, and they are new every morning. And so that's one thing. And the second thing I want to talk about with Jeremiah is he has such a burden for his people. If you read this book, he's crying out in distress and desperation for his people and saying to God, God, when are you going to come and rescue? When are you going to come and move in your great compassion and loving kindness? And I just feel like as a people, it'll be good if we could also carry this kind of a burden for our generation, you know, for our friends, for our family members, and for our own nation, you know. If we could carry a burden like Jeremiah and just, sorry, that noise distracted me. Yeah, have a burden, you know, like Jeremiah, he's crying out for his people and saying, Lord, come and do something. And but we're so for so many of us, we're so comfortable within our own church community, and we're so happy that we're saved that we don't, you know, we don't have this heart for the people that are lost. So, may God just give us that heart like Jeremiah, that really cries out and really is broken for the people that's lost, and for have a burden for the people that's lost in our own generation, in our own lives. So let's close our eyes and ask the Holy Spirit to come.
The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases, his mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases, his mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. The steadfast love. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. Pray together. Let's pray for our mission focus. Please pray for the Manila mission trip team. We're leaving today on a 7:30 flight, and we'll be coming back on Sunday night. So please just pray for safety and protection, and that God would really go before us, go with us, that we will be able to minister to the leper or the ex-leprosy patients as we go to the villages, and also that we would have a real love for the people of the Philippines. So please pray for our team, and let's also cover the Fujian mission trip team. They'll be leaving this Sunday, and they'll be working with an orphanage there, so let's pray that God really goes with that team as well, protects the team unity, and that they're able to really bless the children there as well. So please pray, and let's pray together for the two mission group teams. Let's pray for just this weekend. Let's pray that God really meets with us, and every time our church gets together for anything. Tomorrow is Christmas. There's a Christmas party in the evening. Let's pray that God's presence is there. The joy of the Lord is really there. And Saturday, the IP team, as they meet together to pray. And on Sunday, the two services. I just pray that God really blesses these meetings, and that He would be glorified in them. And yeah, so let's just cover all of our gatherings this weekend. Pray that God watches over us for these. Lastly, let's pray for our building search. Let's pray and lift this whole thing up to God and ask Him to really guide us and lead us and help us find the right building and help us with the fundraising and during this whole process that we would remember that it's all about God and just pray protection against anything that the enemy might try to do during this time. So let's cover this thing together. Dear God, we thank You. We thank You that Your loving kindness never ceases, God, and Your mercies never come to an end. And Lord, this morning, God, we know, God, that Your mercies are new. Your compassions never fail. So Lord, God, I pray as we get together early this day, God, that we would experience, Father, Your compassion and Your loving kindness and Your mercies in a new way as we come before You. And Lord, would You give us just this heart like Jeremiah to really cry out for our generation, God, and to really pray and have a burden, you know, for the people that's lost, God, within our own generation, God, within our own scope of influence. So Lord, move us and move in our hearts. And we give You this day. We just praise You for this day, God. We ask You to really stay close to us, God, stay near us today and help us to really remember You and everything that we do today, God. Bless You, Father. Bless everybody that's here. We thank You. We love You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have a great day. Thanks for coming. And just a quick announcement. There will be no EMP tomorrow, because it's Christmas Day, and Merry Christmas.